You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM, brought to you by Love Bucket Bar and Citadel Gin. Piquant. I don't know how to pronounce piquant.
Welcome, Alex.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Yeah, good, man.
Guys, the froth. It's just steaming up.
Alex. Alex is here from Love Bucket, of course, as you just heard in that ad, and you're going to be making us a Citadel Gin cocktail.
I am.
Now, is this particular Citadel Gin different to what we had last week?
Yeah, so this is a cognac barrel-aged gin. So they only do 40 small casks every year. So, yes. Lot more time in oak, smaller barrels, just a more rounded flavour than the one we had last week.
Do you know?
It's really complex. I've had it under my nose already, and I was like, "That's not." I was expecting that usual sort of gin pullback that I get when I do smell gin.
But yeah. Definitely.
John just, you know how John's hands are massive, and he just does this gimme sign, gimme. You just got to gimme in the stuff, don't you?
It smells wonderful.
Curious bottle, very 1920s, shall we say?
Yeah. And the gin's
this is actually like legitimately one of the world's most premium gins.
It actually smells like you're smelling like a flower, you know, like a rose.
Yeah, this could definitely be a flower.
Yeah.
And you said it's got 19 botanicals.
19 botanicals, yeah. So this is the 2013 vintage.
Shall I run through them?
Yeah.
Does it get better? Is it like wine?
So spirits don't really age like wine, okay. but yeah, I mean, there's a lot more companies out there doing these single year releases. So.
Right.
Let's run through these 19 botanicals.
Okay, man.
Almond.
You're not going to be able to say these.
Iris root, juniper, fennel, anise, paradise grain, orange peel.
You can tap out when you
want. Cardamom, violet, lemon peel, coriander, cubes.
Cubeb. Every time. That happened last
Cassia,
week.
Licorice. Savoy.
There's a lovely picture of every
nutmeg,
single botanical
Angelica,
around the bottle as well.
It's very pretty.
And cinnamon. And they're black and gold. Smells delish. I'm excited.
And is that, cool. That's the boss of this cocktail?
That's the star ingredient. So the drink today is called the Madame Dauphine. So she was a sinister little infamous New Orleans French brothel owner back in the Prohibition era. So yeah, just harking on her, I guess,
is this like a world famous
ways.
Is it based?
No, this is a world famous Love Bucket drink.
Oh, right. Good.
Cool. Okay, so, I mean, the drink's so tall over ice, so I'm not sure.
Talk us through the ingredients as right, you measure them out.
So we got some Citadel gin, so we're going to use a double shot of that. Here we go. 2 cents.
Is this based on a classic?
This is based on a drink called the Ruffignac. So it's a drink that we run at Love Bucket, which includes a classic New Orleans syrup called a shrub. So a shrub's a fruit-based cordial with vinegar. So it gives a little tart edge to the drink.
That's what I like.
I like a little fight in my drink, you know?
Yeah. Right, so now we're going to add about 10 mils of this dry carousel. So this carousel is actually made by the same company as Citadel Gin.
I'm doing the gimme sign now.
There you go.
Brown in colour, but what even is this?
It's an orange liqueur. So it's made by Pierre Ferrand.
Much like a Maison Ferrand.
Yeah. So if you want to step up your cocktail game, if you got that bottle of Cointreau at home, you want to chuck it out. Get the stuff.
That smells gnarly.
Yeah.
It looks Italian-y. Did you say anything about Italy?
No, French.
French.
French as can be. All right, so now we're going to add some of our raspberry shrub.
That is a thick... Thick juice.
So what do you reckon, Johnny? We'll put up a recipe for this as well.
Yeah, I think
we're going to want to smell that as well, by the way.
It's not too hard to do at home, hey?
What we do is we...
Raspberry podcast, shrub.
We podcast all of these cocktail corners and we throw them up with a recipe. So if you're feeling adventurous, you can go out and get these ingredients and make it at home and impress your mates.
Yeah. Or you can come to Love Buck and I'll make it for you.
This is going to make, just by the smell of this raspberry shrub, dated 18 of the 10th,
It tells me
this drink is definitely going to have quite a lot of pounce.
A lot of pounce.
Yeah, it's going to have a lot of it's going to have a gnarly gallop.
All right, so just adding to that, we've got some fresh lemon juice, and then we're going to use a little bit of orange blossom water. But you don't want to. This is orange blossom water, so it's a.
You can't muck around with this one.
No, you can't. No, this is potent stuff.
This is two drips.
Two drips. That's it.
Wow.
You want to smell this one?
Don't spill it. Do not spill that. It looks like lemonade. Can I just have a little sip?
Do not have. You would not want to have a sip of that.
Smells like 1987. Okay, good to go.
It's a little bit sunscreeny.
It smells like a thoroughly clean bathroom.
I'm getting some
sunscreen. But then also there's a nice freshener that someone's put in as well. Like, so the bathroom's freshly clean.
Yeah.
It does smell like my nana's
bathroom.
I'm
getting mum putting sunscreen on me.
But in a drink. With in a drink, two drops in a drink. It's something else.
You know, that's what we're going for here, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Childhood memories. Okay, so I'm going to get one of you guys just to crush some ice for me while I shake this up.
That's we're going
to
need it. John's got the guns.
All right. Hands.
I'm riding the fader of this electric octopus track.
So I'm going to pass you this muddling stick, and you want to give that on a... bang it. Yeah.
Right here?
Yep, on the hard surface.
I'll turn this up, mate. You go nuts.
Cool.
You should
see that.
Yeah!
See
it. Oh, shit! It's going everywhere! All right. Yeah. I'm throwing ice back in as we go. Well, here's Rick's speed dial again.
I'm
nice and crushed. You should see his face. They say when you're shaking a drink, you make the same face you make in the bedroom. So
yeah. That is why we're on radio.
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
All right. Okay, cool. So I'm just going to shake this drink up now for you.
You need to calm right down, mate. You've had a lot of activity recently.
Okay, so. So what we're gonna do is just layer this.
Nice square ice cubes.
A little bit of soda.
I like those. All right, it's game time. Actually, I can feel it's all gonna come. It's gonna come together, isn't it?
That's it.
Okay, the soda's gone in. The concoction's coming in. Ah, what a lovely pink color that is. Shocking. Yeah. Almost a shocking pink.
Shocking pink. And then we're just going to put a bit of crushed ice over the top.
Yes.
With old Johnny's hard work.
Good.
Now it is really going in.
Oh, that looks great.
And just to finish it off, we've got some Creole bitters, so nice anise flavored bitters. Mm. Just to give it a little bit of aromatic on the top. There you go. Tasting time.
Gee whiz. I might have to come around for this, eh?
Sweat. I'll try and take a nice photo without the BFM phone in the way.
What's wrong with the B phone? 309-3879, by the way, if you'd like to give us a call. No big deal. Then you won't be shunning the phone, will you? Oh, John's first in. Ooh, what do you... It looks futuristic, eh? It looks like something someone would drink in the Fifth Element.
Running Man. Oh, no. Blade Runner. Blade Runner 2049. Sorry for that. Laughing at the mic, everyone.
Running Man is awesome, though. I lied.
What do you reckon?
Ooh.
It's actually...
Are those bitters about the on the top?
It's quite dry. It's quite dry. It's drier than given the, like, the...
Wait, so this gin is, like...
The shrub.
Rare as all hell?
I mean, they do release it every year, but it's Solera age, so you do get consistency.
This drink is fantastic.
Thank you.
It's a fantastic drink.
We like it. So, yeah, the Madame Delphine.
It's a great drink. What is? Let's recap the drink while John's drinking.
Cool. So we've got 60 mils of the Citadel Reserve Gin from Maison Ferrand. We've got 10 mils of the Pierre Ferrand Dry Curacao. We've got half a lemon. We've got 25 mils of our house-made raspberry shrub. Some Regan's Orange Bitters, all shaken and served over soda with some Creole bitters on top.
We might have to break down that raspberry shrub. Like, what if I'm at home and I'm a silly dum-dum and I don't have the stuff?
All you need is a really, really nice apple cider vinegar, some fresh raspberries and sugar, and you're away.
Okay, so you just really want it to have that...
Little bite.
Yeah.
Little bite.
What do you think,
fruit.
John? John's staring at the ceiling quite a lot.
It's amazing.
He's in raspberry
Great
heaven.
Color.
Fuck, the color
wonderful
is
tall glass.
Real, man.
It's just kind of...
Should we chuck a picture on our Facebook? We're going to do that, aren't we? People can actually see the colour, because I can't explain the colour with my mouth words.
We need to read a thesaurus just before we do Cocktail Corner so we can actually make people appreciate how wonderful these drinks are.
Or
this one in particular, I'm
word.
Vibing on how dry...
Don't touch the ice at the top, please. Get your hand off the ice. What are you doing? Yuck.
Yum. Oh, in for the win with this one.
Awesome. Thanks,
do you reckon
guys.
You can back
available
it up?
At Love Bucket?
Yes, always.
Next yep. week and the yep. week after?
Man, you can come in any time. We've got all the shops.
Is this something that you have a lot of experience making this style of drink, or is it something that's new to your repertoire?
There's a lot in the glass as well. Like, it's a big drink.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I mean, chubs have been around since, you know, the Prohibition days, but, I mean, they're definitely coming back into fashion in terms of mixing with them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been making chubs for a while, but it's a good way to preserve your fruit.
True.
The vinegar and the sugar just holds those fresh flavors together, so you can refrigerate them for about a month.
I'm wondering if this would be as, it probably won't be as glorious with normal gin, eh? You know?
Oh.
Just have to get the...
Yeah, gotta get the good stuff.
Gotta get the Citadel.
Head to Love Bucket to get yourself some Citadel gin.
I feel like if I try this with the Siegs, I'm gonna get a little bit more of a kick in the face, you know? All right. Brilliant.
I'm gonna clasp my hands and shake them either side of my shoulders.
Hurrah.
For a victory win on that one.
Hurrah. My hat's off.
Thank you very much, Alex. Thank you, Citadel cool. Gin. And thank you, Love Bucket.
Thanks, guys.
Delicious.
Cheers.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Brought to you by Love Bucket Bar and Citadel Gin.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.